days or 4 days in May, and it happens everywhere.
So that's really tricky because there are so many events with so many different topics.
Exactly.
And all of them are really interesting and catchy.
So this is a way to, attract local audience.
Okay.
So, of course, you could Google what's happening in Paris for Pint of Science. And if you happen to be in Paris on that particular day, then you can go and attend it. But this is give a platform to local researchers.
Mm-hmm.
So these researchers have kind of responsibility towards the local public to help them understand what they do. And it's also a wonderful give back to the society kind of a thing, because most research grants are taxpayers' money.
Mm-hmm.
So it is good for public to know that, hey, you know what? My money is invested in this breakthrough research. And have a great night and feel good about it.
Yeah. And how could we get informed about the next Pint of Science events?
Yeah, keep following us on Twitter and Instagram. And if you happen to know any, a place where Pint of Science happens, you can write to us, you can send us an email, and we can give you more details about when is it happening, where it is happening, and so on, and how you can be part of it as well.
What would you like the audience to understand or to do at the end of the event?
So I think it's like watching a really nice movie, get inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Probably take one or two thoughts with you. Be curious and stay curious. I think have a very different approach towards academic sciences. So, sometimes people don't want to talk to academics because they think that either the conversation will be boring or either the conversation will be so intellectual,
mm-hmm,
that they won't understand. So probably, as you said, it is going to be an icebreaker. Probably this would change their outlook towards scientists. Scientists,
yeah,
are also humans at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We like social life too, and we are not only geeks.
Mm.
So
so it's to, in a way, Pint of Science mission is to promote science and to make it less scary.
To make it less scary, for sure, promote science, you could say that, but in a way I would say that, make science more acceptable. People are scared of science and scientists. People just want to run away and not ask questions, because I think we have this society which is quite judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to take away that judgment. We want people to be more porous, more interactive, more like ask questions if you don't know, and probably, yeah, you would.
But asking questions is something really scary. You have to,
exactly,
put yourself in front of everybody, and everybody will judge you in a way like, oh, maybe this question is kind of stupid, or oh no, that's a great question. Like, everybody will judge you. So that's. Is not the case when you're like in Pint of Science event, or?
We hope not, because that's the aim, that we make the surrounding or the ambience so lively and more relaxed,
mm-hmm,
that people don't hesitate to ask questions. I hope so. I hope people don't hesitate to ask questions.
Well, normally, from what I have seen during my lectures at the university, the toughest is the first question.
Yes.
Once someone asks the first question, it's way easier for everybody.
True. That's true. That's so true.
How would you define a Pint of Science event as successful?
So, this is maybe like fourth or fifth year when Switzerland has Pint of Science.
Mm-hmm.
I think every year, if you see the archives, you will notice that it's getting bigger and better. So this year, in terms of sponsorship, the Swiss National Foundation is sponsoring us. How cool is that?
Oh, that's
amazing. We also have other sponsors, Frontiers, others. But you know, when you have more help, mm-hmm. more sponsors, you have more tools to make it bigger, make it wider, and make it reach more audiences. So we have seen it getting bigger and better, and we hope that journey continues. The graph goes upwards and it becomes more popular in Switzerland, and it becomes more popular in spite of language barrier at times. Mm-hmm. So we could also work on translating our talks and having more resources on our website if we get more funding or more people to work with us.
Okay. And so here in Zurich, the event will take place in English, but you said there could also be some translators. But if we are, for example, in Lausanne, I know there are Pint of Science events in Lausanne. Are they in French or in English or...?
So there are some people, places where the event is happening in local language. Mm-hmm. Like St. Gallen has talks in German.
Okay.
Lausanne, I think it has mix of French and English.
Okay.
So you will have to see which event is French and which event is English. But yeah, so all you have to do is go to pintofscience.ch website. Mm-hmm. And go to the city of your choice where you think you will be from 22nd to 24th of May, and then see what events are happening there.
And what if we miss, because there are so many interesting talks all over Switzerland. Well, it's quite easy in Switzerland to move from a city to another, but what if we really want to be in the talk about the alien on the first event in Zurich, but there is also a talk in Lausanne that we are really interested to? Can we watch like a rediffusion online on YouTube, or do you have a platform for that?
Sadly, no. So you'll have to be there to attend it. But then if you are interested in some talk, maybe you can find the speaker's YouTube channel and you can, you know, approach it. I think this is a very local event, so we don't archive the talks mm-hmm. that happen. But I think going forward, if we get more resource help, mm-hmm. We might do that. And I think that's a wonderful idea to, you know, to archive all the talks so that people can... be part of it or get to know it afterwards. But you know, I don't know if that would help, because there are so many talks on YouTube anyways.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so the idea of Pint of Science is to come out there, you know, and be there, be present there, participate. Yes. In
not hiding
what's
behind
happened.
Your screen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Be
so it could be counterproductive in a way, because if you go to YouTube today, you will see so many scientific talks.
Sure.
So this is something different.
How do you see the future of Pint of Science?
I think in terms of volunteers, we would get more response. There are if you see today, many people, as new generation is becoming part of science, they are using social media. Mm-hmm. They are using technology like visuals to make science more, like find very new approaches where you can present your science. So as and when we continue using technology and social media and every other tools, and as and when we have people from different backgrounds, different expertise coming together and doing the science, there'll be more efforts where you want to stand out. You want to talk about your work in a very nuanced way. So I think going forward, it is going to be bigger and better. And if you see everyone has, you know, a thought process behind how I would make the audience interested in my work, even from the conferences that happen in bubble, the intellectual bubble, or the conferences that are open for more diverse researchers. So you would see that, you know, people are more aware of the fact that not everyone understands what you do. Mm-hmm. You see more efforts been making it more broader and for more open audience.
Okay. Well, I think I don't have any questions left for now. Do you have anything that you would like to add or to talk about?
Yes. Be there. Be with us for this year's Pint of Science. I think we would really love people who are interested in organizing the next year's Pint, because it's all open. You can take the torch in your own hands and become the organizers of next year's Pint if you like it. Like you to be participate, whoever you are a scientist, you are a student, you are a parent, you are a person who has left science, part of policy making jobs or any other corporate jobs. I think we need all kinds of people, because we need these slow paced movers mm-hmm. that can move and make sure that the science moves along with them. So we want all these people to be there. One thing that I want to mention is our sponsors. So here we have this beautiful venue that we are going to have Pint of Science in, the Lions Pub, Zoological Museum and BQM. These are our venue sponsors. They're sponsoring their space for us to have this beautiful event. But the other sponsors are Life Science Zurich. This is a community where they communicate science, and they are going to be our partners this year. So this is wonderful. Enzo Biochem, they're giving us some goodies. Orel Fussli, if you happen to be in the Bahnhofstrasse Orel Fussli shop, you would also see Pint of Science table, where we have books about the topics that we are going to present this year. And there will be more information available on the table specifically for Pint of Science outside Orel Fussli shop. And we have Welcome Strangers for the first night, beers from them. I'm really curious to taste them, and if you are as well, so please do come. And if you're a student and if you're looking for jobs in corporate or something to do with masters or after your PhD, we also have Headcount, which is going to be there. You can get more information on how to approach these careers or any careers that you're looking for next in your life.
Nice. Yeah. The diversity of choices. Amazing.
Exactly. So be there. We have some interesting workshops. We have some interesting topics. You have the poster with you on Instagram of Syrup as well as Pint of Science. So just come.
Yeah, well, for sure, we'll be there, but I will have a struggle to choose between two subjects, between the alien world and about the T-cell puzzle. And for sure, that will be tricky, but I will definitely be there. First of all, for the beers, but also for for the amazing talks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. It was really great to have this interview with you. We will see each other during the events, and I hope we will see a lot of also all of our listeners to this event.
Syrup auf Radio Lora 97,5 MHz.
We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You can listen to more on syrup.uzh.ch, and you can also find us on social media. See you next week. This was Miley on Radio Syrup, and I wish you an amazing weekend.
Oh, waffles in my thing. But she still has scared me. And I know, she knows that I'm not from the Boston. And two waffles in my thing.
If I had a chance, I'd have to dance. Hi, it's Rolling.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. I was having too much fun.
Radio Laura, 97.5 megahertz.